All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Got a little smile on your face there.
Listen, I'm smiling because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And so, I love Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. What? Okay, well, let's just cut to the chase. You went out last night with Justin.
I did.
And did you hate it?
She's here.
Well, all right, so here's the deal. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Uh-huh.
He was very nice.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that he was like my exact type physically.
Right.
But I mean, I'm sure I probably wasn't his exact type physically. And that's the thing, is you got to think outside the box when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
So, he was really, he was polite. He was nice. There was never a lack of anything to say. The conversation kept flowing. He brought me a couple of roses. He didn't get like a whole bouquet or anything, but he brought me, you know, like two. I thought that was cool. They weren't red either. They were yellow. So I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
Two yellow roses. All the don'ts. I didn't look at my phone.
Yeah.
Wasn't talking about exes, you know.
So what were you pleasantly surprised about? Just that, because were you going in like, this is going to suck?
I would say I was surprised because honestly, like, he sounded super awkward in the second date update that we had with him.
Yeah.
He sounded really awkward. So I was kind of expecting him to be like a little socially awkward.
Mm. Yeah.
And no, he wasn't. It was just... It was cool. Like, he seems like definitely a cool guy that I would hang out with again, for sure.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you get the draws?
No. Oh, geez. No, it wasn't like that. No.
Okay.
It wasn't.
But the meal was good.
The meal was good, and I would say it seemed like he had a good time, too, that, you know, the whole thing with him was that he was still pining over his ex who left him at the altar and all this. So,
there was conversation about that?
There was not. That's what I was going to say, is that I would think for at least a couple hours we were together, he wasn't thinking about his ex.
Okay, okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's good.
So
yes.
Okay, so we're going to call him next.
You be quiet.
So you don't want him to know that I'm on the phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
we're going to pretend you're not here.
Okay.
All right. Second date update on the 10th. We're going to call Justin next.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, if you're just joining us, Melissa. Say hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Melissa.
So she is in studio with us because she's part of the show. She went on a date with Justin last night. We just spoke to Melissa. She said she had a great time. She said that you guys clicked. There was no dead spots as far as the date. And you even said you'd be willing to chill with them another time if you could.
As friends, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're
I don't necessarily think there was a love connection.
But you're not saying that it was a total...
No.
Show you suck, Justin.
He's a cool guy, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin's on the phone. Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Okay. So this is the guy that went out with Melissa yesterday. Okay, Melissa, be quiet. We're going to talk to Justin now.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what Melissa said about you, but I will say it was rave reviews, my friend.
Mm.
So now the question is, what were your thoughts on the date with Melissa?
Honestly, she was great. Like, the day we had so much, we related on so much. We were cracking up the whole time. You know, she has a great sense of humor. It was wonderful. It was actually refreshing.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. Our cat stories are wonderful. she actually had more cat stories than I did.
Yeah.
You know, which was great.
I believe that.
I had a blast. You know, it was wonderful.
So how was the ribeye?
Yes, so you bonded over the sports, the cats.
Yeah. She liked horseradish cream sauce on her steak as well. So, you know, that's one of my favorite things to put on my steak.
Match made in heaven.
Oh, my God. I feel like we should call you Mel. So, okay, I mean, listen. No. Justin, do you think there's potential of you guys going out again? Maybe tonight? Again, it's in our budget. We could hook it up.
Honestly, how do I say this? The date was great, but my ex, she recently just reached out to me, and think we're gonna try to you know, work things out.
Wait a minute! You know? Can I jump? Romero Pebbles, I'm jumping in.
Okay, here she comes. Hold on a second.
Oh,
my, Justin, Melissa's
on.
I'm sorry.
Hold
Melissa.
On.
Sorry, like, but
wait a second, Justin. This is the ex that we know left you at the altar after she cheated on you multiple times in your bed. That ex, that's who you're talking about?
Oh, God.
See, you know, you don't really know her like how I know her. You
okay,
know,
it's, all it's, right. Oh, okay, and you guys wonder why I'm single? It's because of this right here.
Hold on, Justin.
I can't.
She hit you up to go out to, like, see if you guys could rekindle something?
Yeah, she wanted to, you know, hash things out and wanted to talk, you know. So, you know, she had heard about the date, the previous dates, and me and Melissa, and she got a little jealous, and she said that she wanted to fix things with us. You know, she didn't like seeing, like, you know,
man,
you know, so.
You falling for that?
See, I told you, Romero, I am never listening to you again.
Wow.
I told you I was skeptical about this whole thing from the beginning because of the baggage. I'm telling you,
well,
it was the wrong.
You had a good night and a good steak.
I had a good free steak. I will say that. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, steak was great.
Hold on. I just got one more question. When the f*** did your ex reach out to you? Was it before the date with Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I'm sorry. This is bullshit. This is why I don't listen to you, Romero. That is f***ed up. Why did you even waste my time?
I mean, Melissa, if things doesn't work out with me and I'm Jazz, I would love you to take you out on a date.
Justin, in all due respect, hon, go f*** yourself.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's not going to work out with you and Jasmine, by the way. All right, well, she said no to a second date. Justin, good luck, my friend.
No, Justin, in all seriousness, I will say this. You seem like a nice guy. I really do hope things work out for you. I really do.
Yeah, and hopefully she doesn't cheat on you multiple times again and then leave you at the altar again.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. It means a lot. And Melissa, that means a lot. You know, you saying that. And I definitely know you're a special girl. You're going to make a guy real happy. So.
Yeah, whatever. See you later.
Okay.
God, I always thought that you should date somebody like immediately after a breakup to get over it, but maybe that's not a great idea.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah. Overall, I think it went pretty well. What about you? Yeah. You know?
I mean... Like I said, I got my free steak out of it, so I'm happy.
So tomorrow, is it okay to be mad at somebody for something that you did on the day? You'll see. You'll understand tomorrow morning. Second date update on the 10th. 7:10 right here. Get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.